Welcome to the Cerebral Edge with strength and conditioning specialist, Coach Chris. Join us for the next 30 minutes as Coach Chris shares ways to improve your health in all areas of your life. Along with his special guests, he strives to give you that cerebral edge to help make you 1% better every day. Now, here's Coach Chris.
Well, hello, Colorado Springs. It's Coach Chris. I'm just going to take a half hour here and hopefully give you the edge that you need to be 1% better every day. You know, what I really love about this show is that we don't just talk about being physically fit, which is part of it, right?
Yeah.
But we talk about being mentally fit. We talk about being financially fit, right? All those things together, even spiritually fit sometimes, right? All those things together really make a person just go that extra mile and drive that extra distance. And when I met you, Marquise, right? This is my guest today, Marquise Neesmith, right?
Neesmith
from Mental Strengths,
yes.
Right? And when I sat down, I saw his shirt, and we met at a networking event. And I sat there, I was like, I got to talk to this dude. But there was a lady that was there that just would not get up. And it was like a thing where it's timed and you had to go to the next seat and all that stuff. And I was like, should I go around? And Marquise just gave me that, no, yeah. You can sit down, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, Marquise, tell the people about you, what you do, how you help people get those mental strengths.
Absolutely. First, thank you for having me on your show, man. The Cerebral Effect. Yes. So I am Marquise Neesmith. I am the founder of Mental Strengths. Guys, I am a retired Army combat veteran. I gave my life to freedom, but I did not give my life to financial stability for my family until now. So, yes. So what I love to do is I love to interact with people, meet new people, right? And just give them new information that can obviously change their life. Instead of mental illnesses, right? We want to give them mental strengths. Mm-hmm. We want to give them tools to build themselves and their communities.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And when you talk about those mental strengths, how do you build that? How do you go about doing that?
Absolutely. So we focus on five core values, right? We work on, so we start with your spiritual, mm-hmm. right? Spirituality is very big in the making. Why? Because we're spiritual beings, mm-hmm. right? Next, we focus on your mental, right? Your mental health, right? Overcoming and adapting and overcoming, right? Next, mm-hmm. we want to focus on your finances, right? Financial is the root. It's like the evil, right, to all mental health,
uh-huh.
right? Your mental health is basically based off what kind of financial stability you was raised in and what you have going on now.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we want to work on your physical, right, your body, man, mm-hmm. because your body, once you feel good, you operate good,
oh, absolutely.
Right? Come on, awesome.
Come
and then
on.
Our last is our fellowship, like meeting a nice gentleman like you, right? And so these are the five core values we tend to focus on.
That's awesome, man. So what really put it in your heart to really go after veterans and making them mentally stronger? Like, what was the thing that clicked in your head to go, this is what I really have to do. I have to help these people.
Absolutely. And if I could share my story with you, right? So once again, being a retired Army combat veteran, what my job description was, it was combat engineer.
Mm-hmm.
What that means was I went out and I found bombs for a living,
mm-hmm.
right? And so when I went over in, to war, we didn't lose anybody,
mm-hmm.
but because I was part of a specialized unit, right? But when I came back to the States, that's when everything turned for the worst. That's when I started losing my friends, mm-hmm. my family members, my loved ones to suicide. Right. Suicide mm-hmm. is a big thing in our community of engineers.
Absolutely.
Right. You know, just imagine going out and finding bombs and then coming back to the mm-hmm. States and then I'm blowing all of my money. And then I'm like, well, what did I go over to fight for?
Right.
Right. And so my friends, soldiers was just committing suicide. And even myself. Right. I fell into a deep depression. Right. Anxiety, PTSD. And so I had to. The only difference between them and myself is mm-hmm. I asked for help.
Yes.
Right. And I said, if I can ask for help, I need to shout this thing from the mountaintops, right? I need to shout this thing from the mountaintop that
Absolutely.
If you can ask for help, then you can find and you will seek that help that you need to be able to overcome. So that's why I really got into this business of mental strengths.
That's awesome. And it's mental strengths. I mean, you're talking about financially, you're talking about physically, you're talking about all that stuff. So when it comes to blocks, right? So a lot of people have blocks, and one of those blocks is going, I have something wrong with me, and I have to reach out, mm-hmm. right, and be like, hey, there's something going on, yeah. and I need some help.
Yeah.
So how do you get people to overcome their own mental blocks that they have?
Well, they have to be willing to, mm-hmm. right? You know, most people, they'll say, I'm okay. But really, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I got to kind of like go in and break down the walls.
It's the standard answer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you got to break down the walls, ask a few questions, and then there are people typically are open up. And so I just continue to ask questions. I ask hard questions, right? Like, how was your childhood,
mm-hmm.
right? What are you struggling with right now? If you're married, how's your marriage going? How's your relationship with your children? And so mm-hmm. those type of questions just kind of open people up a little bit to want to share a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to, or you will have those people that had enough.
Yeah.
And they'll say, listen, I'm coming here for some help. Here's it all. And it's like throw up, right? They'll give it all to you.
Verbal throw up,
yes.
right?
You know, but that's good.
Yeah,
you know, that's
good
because yeah. that means they're serious about getting and seeking help.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's how that kind of goes, breaking that barrier. Right.
100%.
I ask a few questions, you know, and just I try to make things humorous
mm-hmm.
a little bit, you know, just so we can feel comfortable with each other,
yeah.
you know, laugh, share faces, you know, and then we'll deep dive into that thing.
Well, that's how veterans communicate, right?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a lot through, you know, joking and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
But yeah, so what you really get people to do is challenge themselves.
Yes.
So what are some ways that you have them really get in and challenge? What are some goals that you might have them take away and do on their own?
Awesome. Yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah.
So what I like to do is I try to challenge them to read more books.
Okay.
Right? Because reading more books opens up your intellect to thinking.
Mm-hmm.
See? And so you're thinking, but not even knowing that you're really working on your mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're going to open up to reading more books. That's the first thing, right?
So what kind of books? Coloring books? We're talking about veterans here,
oh,
right?
That's
the kind that I used to read, right?
Yeah.
Coloring, right?
Right, right. So there's a lot of good books out there, you know, for my veterans. You know, I typically like to start with Robert Kiyosaki. Once again, because what I understand is the finances is the root of the mental health,
mm-hmm.
right? It's the number one rate for divorce. Let's be clear.
Absolutely.
So if you can start with good books like Robert Kiyosaki, it just changed your mindset. So I want mm-hmm. to focus on mindset books.
Okay.
Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, right?
That's a
mindset book, right? And I read a whole lot of ton of books. The Obstacle is the Way.
Okay. I never heard of that book.
Oh, man, I should have brought it for you. I was looking at my bookcase. I'm like, I need to bring him a book, right? And I was going to grab The Obstacle is the Way, right?
That's funny.
Yeah. You know, because sometimes we think there is an obstacle in the way, but we have to understand that we're the obstacle.
Mm-hmm.
You're the obstacle in
right.
your way, right? And so, I try to transition to an entrepreneur mindset as well,
mm-hmm.
you know, for veterans, because whenever you get out the military, it's kind of like, okay, what am I going to do next? I mean, mm-hmm. what is my calling? What am I going to do next? So I always try to shift the mindset to entrepreneurial mindset. Why? Because now you have an option to have a retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, The Power of Who is a good book.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The Obstacle is the Way. I mentioned that. I mentioned Rich Dad, Poor Dad. What's another good book? The Secrets of a Millionaire Mind. That's a must read.
Yep. That was a really good thing that they had us do. We went to this conference together, and what one thing they had to do is take out a phone, right? Take mm-hmm. a selfie and go, that's the only person in your way right there.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only person blocking you. And at the time, you can think it's a lot of other things, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you can blame, like, a lot of that. We probably did, right,
yeah.
when we were younger. Blame, you know, your wife. You blame mm-hmm. your upbringing. You blame your family, right? Until you finally flip that script and start reading more. And then that changes your mindset to go, oh,
yeah.
I have to take care of myself,
absolutely.
Right? And that's a big thing. It's hard, guys. That's hard for us to do, right? Really hard for us to do.
Absolutely.
So when you get in that mindset and start reading more,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just a great way to start,
mm-hmm.
okay? So what's number two that you have to do to go away?
So after you get your mindset together, now you got to take care of your temple. Your mm-hmm. temple is your body,
mm-hmm.
right? Your physical, right? So try to go out, even if you're not like a big gym buff, right? You live in a neighborhood. You have sidewalks. Walk. Take 30-minute walks. Mm-hmm. Man, that 30-minute walk is so, What's the word? I can't even explain it, right? It's so relaxing for layman's terms, right? It's so relaxing just to get out and do a walk every day, just to listen, feel, smell, hear, you know, those type of things. And that will build your mental strength as well. Mm-hmm. So physical is a big part of it. You know, I try to go to the gym at least 3 times a week, right, with a busy schedule. But if you can go out and do something every day for at least 5 or 10 minutes, whether it's that stretching, walking, right, doing some leg lifts while you're in the bed, right? Okay. You know, something.
Okay.
Right, man, that adds to your that, so you challenge yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It's when you talk about walking for 30 minutes, right? Or you could talk about, you know, going on a hike. There's something that just clears your mind about that, right?
Yeah.
Mind clarity comes in. And that's where some people get some of their best ideas, right? You just sit there. You could be going down the street or you could be in nature. All of a sudden, an idea hits you.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, ooh, because it's had me a couple times, right? When I'm trying to think of what I should share with people that day, right? Either social media wise or somebody else that I'm, you know, talking to. It's like, what should I share? And then if I think about it, I'll sit there, I'll take a walk, and something happens. There's a mindset shift to where you're like, oh, all these ideas just start kind of pouring in your head for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But it's definitely something that's undervalued, is taking those walks and taking that time for yourself, which I know, again, it's hard for us to do. Everybody's got a busy schedule. Everybody goes, I've got this and that and this and that. Plan your day, right?
Oh, that's good.
And put it in there.
Yes.
Because that's what you have to do. If you don't plan to put it in there and you don't put it physically in your schedule, guess what? You ain't going to do it. Mm-hmm. And that's why you got guys like Marquise that's here to help coach you, right? And be like, okay, let's sit down. Let's talk about your past. Let's talk about your mental health. Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about your schedule.
Yes.
Right? What are you doing with your time, right? I imagine you talk quite a bit about that, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, your time is important, right? And most thing people don't realize is your time freedom.
Mm-hmm.
We spend a whole lot of time doing things that's not progressive. Like in business, we say, is it an income-producing activity?
Mm-hmm.
Is it building you or is it taken away? And so with that, right, so I like to interject the third point, right, of budgeting, because you have to budget your time as well.
Talk about challenging somebody.
Come on, man.
Let's go.
Talk about it, man. So your budget. You have to budget your time, and you have to budget your finances, right? Mm-hmm. Is this thing adding to my life, or is it taking it away?
Mm-hmm.
Scheduling is very important, and I'm glad you said that, right? Mm-hmm. In business, in mental strength and in business, we have something that's called your SMO and your DMO, right? SMO is your spiritual method of operation, right? Things you do when you first wake up. Right. And then your DMO is your daily method of operation, man. This thing is almost like repetitious. Well, you're a veteran, right?
Oh, yeah.
Just like how we had to get up in the morning, salute the flag. That's spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then next thing you do, what are we doing? The bend and reach. Right. Some PT. Right. But now I would like to talk about making a budget. Right. A number one way to challenge yourself is budgeting. Why? Because it makes you have discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Discipline is very big. And if you ever want to challenge yourself and be disciplined in something, then create a new budget, right? And determine what you like and what you want from what you love and what you need, right? It's a big difference, right? When you like it, then you want it. But if you love it, you need it. And I'm telling you, if you just write yourself out a monthly budget, then you'll be able to save so much more money. You'll save so much time because you'll be like, well, I went to Walmart yesterday. Why do I have to go to Walmart again? Well, if I would have written it down, right? Mm-hmm. If I wrote it down, then I would already have it in place. So only thing I have to do now is follow my schedule, follow my timeline, follow my budget, and then we'll be on our way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like the idea a lot. Mm-hmm. Actually, I love the idea a lot of budgeting your time and saying, is this worth me to spend my time, right? Because I've got kids. I've got a wife. So the way I view my time now is if I go to do something, I better be getting some value out of it, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But we have some great info today on The Cerebral Edge. I'm Coach Chris, and my guest today is Marquise Neesmith. Let's take a minute and pay some bills. We'll be right back. We are back with the Cerebral Edge, and I'm talking to my man, Marquise Neesmith, about mental strengths. We're talking about being spiritually fit, financially fit, physically fit, how to be budget your time. And that's one thing that I really kind of want to get into, especially with life, right? Yeah. Because budgeting your time, I talked about it before we went on the break. I'm like, is that better add value to my life, right? And I feel so many men nowadays, right? Mm-hmm. I know I'm talking to the men here a little bit. Ladies, hold on. You might want to listen too. So maybe you might want to share it with your man, right?
Oh, yeah.
So what are you doing with your time, right? Are you spending those 3 or 4 nights a week going out, drinking beers with your buddies, like, and just kind of wasting time, right? Or are you pouring into your family a little bit more, right? I know guys that know every single stat of their NFL team or their college team, right? The numbers, the players, everything. But they don't know what their kid had for breakfast, right?
Yeah.
And it's so important. I mean, when you're talking about budgeting your time for financially, for sure. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to time and value, I think that's so important to pour in, especially to veterans, right?
Absolutely. You know, because sometimes, especially with veterans, mm-hmm. we get trapped in a bubble, a mental bubble. Wake up, get through work. As soon as I get off work, I'm mm-hmm. going to drink, go to sleep, and do it all over again, mm-hmm. right? And so this is where and you can get caught up in the real world with this same aspect and attitude as well, right? Waking mm-hmm. up in the morning. Take the trash out, go to work, be at work all day. And then when I get home, I'm going to crack open a beer and I'm going to sit on the couch, mm-hmm. watch ESPN, watch the stats, watch my team on replay, and don't have time for your family, right? And this was something that I experienced myself, mm-hmm. right? I'm guilty of it. I used to do that, right?
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
Me too, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. You know,
absolutely.
But I had to shift focus through mentorship, right? I shift mm-hmm. my focus, and then I understand that we have 24 hours in a day. Mm-hmm. Our family should require more our time, mm-hmm. right? So now that's why I became an entrepreneur, right? Mm-hmm. Because now I would like to spend more time with my family. Of course, we got to go home, mm-hmm. go out there, bring home the bacon, right? Mm-hmm. But when we're at home now, I can take my son, my daughter to the backyard or to the gym and let my daughter shoot some hoops, put my, mm-hmm. my son in the backyard, toss him some, right? And he's cracking them things. And I'm talking about he's hitting it over the fence, right?
Right.
But these are the things that our kids will remember,
mm-hmm.
right? And I say that because that might be a trigger, a challenge in our
keep
mental
going.
Health mm-hmm. that we had with our father, with our mother. Mm-hmm. Right. With our grandparents, whoever it may be, you know, your aunts, your uncles. Right. Just spending that time with, you know, because when I was growing up, I understand that my parents wasn't there, but I had my cousins.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as I got out of school, man, I was out there in the woods somewhere, man, somewhere I shouldn't have been riding bikes, uh-huh. you know, jumping ditches.
Yeah.
Right. But now as I get older, we have to start pouring more into our kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't teach your kids now, guess what's mm-hmm. teaching your kids? TikTok.
TikTok.
Come
right?
on, man. Don't get me started on these social medias and stuff, right?
Oh, keep going,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man.
Keep going. It's so important.
Yes. So it's important for your mental health, right, to be able to spend time with your kids and really give your kids a great foundation of mm-hmm. who you want to expand them to be, kind of. If you can follow me, right? You can't make them be somebody, but you can give them an area where they can expand into,
mm-hmm.
right? Like sports, physical. Yeah. I let them choose their sports. I kind of choose some too, but the whole mm-hmm. point of it is you have to be physical,
mm-hmm.
right? So that was very important about what you said, just reiterating about budgeting your time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was so important, especially for young boys with their fathers as well, right? Just showing them the way,
yeah.
right? Because if they're not showing the way, they're going to figure it out like you did, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, not with TikTok, right?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
TikTok wasn't around back when we were kids.
No, it wasn't TikTok.
But we had a lot of other influences, let's say right?
Yes.
But anyway, when somebody comes in and they have maybe that issue, mm-hmm. right? Maybe they're that kid, you know, that didn't get that mm-hmm. Fathership or parentship. How do you help them overcome?
So, yeah, it's all about mentorship. You know, you have to open yourself up to be mentored.
Mm-hmm.
And so I try to help them through mentorship. And the best part about mentorship is your honesty, your transparency. giving them your story, giving them something that they can relate to. Because most people say, well, if you haven't walked in my shoes, you don't know my life. Well, that's not entirely true. Right? I have experience. You have experiences. Right? If I share my experience, you'd be like, man, you know what? I had a glimpse of that, too, in my past. And so mentorship is very important, right? We're being mentored even if we don't know we're being mentored, right? The influence. Mentorship is basically influence, right? What are you being influenced to do? Who are you being influenced to be, right? And here at Mental Strengths, we want you to be mentored to being the best that you can be, you know, physically, morally, spiritually, all of that goodness, right? But the mentorship is very big, and I encourage everyone out there to find your mentor, right? Find your tribe. Find somebody that you can mesh with who will receive you, who won't continue to reject you, but will not play with you, meaning that you'll have accountability, right? Because that's very big for growth, especially for young men and young women these days, right? Especially for the young women, because they are the future.
Let's go.
Right? You know, they have to be taught, right? You know, how to just be an upgraded woman, right? Like TikTok, right? You see all of the negative part of women on these social medias, and that's not what a true woman is.
Right.
Right? A woman is there to shield and guard their husband or you know, their partner.
Right.
Right? And so it's a big thing in our community, and it's something that we have to get hold on. And I challenge all of you leaders out there to be great mentors to our youth.
Right. So when you're taking through somebody in this mentorship and overcoming, one of the things that we wrote down was becoming aware.
Yes.
Right? So a lot of people out there will sit there, and I've talked with this with a couple guests of mine about how very little people have inner dialogue. Right, of why am I doing the things I'm doing? Right, so becoming aware of those things, and you could even tie that in, right, when we talked about taking a walk earlier, right, and sitting there taking a walk and then asking yourself those questions, right?
Yeah,
so what are some ways that you help people become aware of what they're doing?
Right, so we have to dig deep. This is a dig deep portion, right? This is like almost going to some psychotherapy almost.
Right. Almost.
Yeah. Why do you talk the way you talk?
Yeah.
Because you were surrounded by an accent that you picked up from your parents, right? And so I just want to go ahead and pinpoint the walking, right? Whenever you go on a walk, this is a good time to clear your mind, right? And this is where you dig deep and become aware. Right. Because now you're in nature. Right. Now you can feel you focus on a few things. This is how you clear your mind to become aware. Right.
All right. Let's
focus
do it.
On a few things that you can feel. Right. Can you feel the clothes that's on your arms? Do you feel the wind that's blowing? Can you feel the very breath that you're taking? Right. Of breathing. Right. It's very cerebral.
Yeah, there you go. I like it. Come on.
Right. And then you can take the time to listen. What do I hear? Do I hear my feet taking steps?
Okay.
Do I hear cars passing? Can I hear the wind blow?
Yeah.
Do I hear birds chirping? Dogs barking? Right? Man, I'm going to take you there, right? Now we're going to focus on what am I smelling? Do I smell gas? Do I smell fire? I just smell a sweet aroma from just cut grass, right? We know how that smells, right? Being men, I hope you're out there cutting grass, right? Right. But these type of things is what's going to open you up to be aware. Now, now that we can focus, because that's all a part of focusing and bringing down your heart rate and being able to become one with thyself, right? So now we focus on, well, why do I yell at my husband or my wife? Why do I? Have I been brought up to where I seen my parents yelling in a home? Guess what? You're going to pick up those same characteristics.
Let's go.
You know, probably even worse. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Why do I have a drinking problem? Oh, come on now.
Come
and
on.
I'm talking about me here now, because I had a drinking problem. Let's be clear.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about yourself. Other people go, oh, me too,
right? Yeah. Why did I have a drinking problem? Well, was my father absent of the house? Did he teach me about drinking? Well, that played a part in it. Mm-hmm. And so now my influence was, you know, the people in my neighborhood. And guess what they put in my hand at 12 year old? A beer.
Oh, there you go.
See?
Right there.
And so I adapted this habit, because that's mm-hmm. all it is. Mm-hmm. I adapted this habit from my childhood. Mm-hmm. That, and so I saw that, right? Mm-hmm. I put myself around that. That's why you started your drinking habit. Mm-hmm. You see? Mm-hmm. In the military, right? You might not smoke a cigarette mm-hmm. at all, but when you go out and look out at the gazebo, what do you see?
You go out with the boys, buddy.
The boys are blazing the chops,
boys,
man.
Boys are getting it.
Right. They're out there smoking the cigarettes.
You're almost ostracized if you're
right.
not one of them, man.
Exactly. And yeah. then you smell it and you be like, all right, I'm going to go back in. But next week, you can mm-hmm. be like, all right, man, pass me one. Mm-hmm. You see? Mm-hmm. Right? Or if you see the big fat lips in there with the chew in there, man, you like, let me try that chew. And then you're throwing up because your stomach hurts.
I did both of them.
Hey, I did too. You know, combat engineer, you know, I'm telling you, it goes mm-hmm. down there. Mm-hmm. Right? But these are the way that you can become aware. Start asking yourself the hard questions. Well, how did this trend in my life start? Mm-hmm. And am I willing to break it? Mm-hmm. Because we have to start breaking these generational curses for our next generation. Mm-hmm. Because it's no longer about us. It's about the legacy.
Oh, go on.
Come on, man. I can talk about legacy for days, right?
Get it.
Are you going to break this generational curse and leave this for your two-year-old daughter to break? Mm-hmm. Are you going to leave this for your children to break? Then we're becoming selfish yet again. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying, okay, I can start with myself and break these generational curses off of my family for good. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so that's a little bit about becoming aware and finding mentorship.
That's amazing. So the other thing that we have for overcoming mm-hmm. is then you wrote down positivity,
yes.
right?
Oh, yeah.
So when somebody's in a negative headspace, mm-hmm. and they're coming in going, man, everything's going wrong. Nothing's going right. Mm-hmm. How do you flip that around with positivity? Like, what do you interject? Like, not just say it because everybody says it.
Right.
But what do you do to help them with that?
Absolutely. So now we're talking about overcoming rejection, mm-hmm. right? Rejection is the biggest part, is another big part to mental health, mm-hmm. right? Rejection is big. So what I like to say is we always remember to insert strength in the place of stress.
I love it.
Come on, man. That's my mantra.
That's great. That,
you know, it's trademark, so don't try to take my mantra up. So, yeah. So, but
we can use that next week.
Yeah. Right? Insert strength. I want somebody to catch this. I'm going to get deep with you, right? Ooh. Catch this, right? Insert strength in the place of stress. Right? Mm-hmm. The positivity. First, you're going to start with affirmations. What are you telling yourself?
Right.
Are you telling yourself that you're a failure? Well, switch that. Say that I am awesome.
Let's go.
Come on. If you're in the gym, you're doing workouts, you say, oh, I can't do another set. No, you say, body line up. We're going to be stronger than ever. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? It's affirmation, what mm-hmm. you're telling yourself. Right? If whenever you wake up in the mornings, tell your daughter, she's beautiful. Man, mm-hmm. come on, man. Mm-hmm. Tell your son that he's powerful. I do affirmations with my son and my daughter.
That's awesome.
Right? And I say, are you strong? He said, yes, I'm strong. You know, he's 3 years old.
Yep.
Are you intelligent? Yes, I am intelligent. Mm-hmm. Right? And what you speak over yourself, what you think about, it comes about.
Yeah.
Right? The word of God says that as a man thinketh, so is he.
Uh-huh.
See?
Absolutely.
So that's why it's so important to insert strength in the place of stress, you know, that positivity. So
that's great. So sitting here talking with Marquise here, we've got some huge takeaways that we can take from that, right? So challenge yourself, mm-hmm. right? Read a book. Get a little physically active. Look at your budget, not only financially, right, but spiritually where you're with your family, right? But this has been awesome. This has been the Cerebral Edge. And I thank you so much for joining me today. I hope what you heard will help make you at least 1% better. I'm Coach Chris, Mental Strengths. How do they get a hold of you real fast?
Yes. So if you want to get a hold of me, you know, I love the social media world because it's much, much easier to find me. But you can go on Instagram and you can find me at Marquise Neesmith 2.0. That's MarquisNeesmith2.0. And on Facebook, you can find me at Marquise Neesmith.
Awesome. Well, I'm Coach Chris. He's Marquise Neesmith. Stay strong.
Yes, sir.
This has been the Cerebral Edge on KPPF. Have a question for Coach Chris? Email him at CerebralEdge1@gmail.com. That's CerebralEdge, the number one, at gmail.com. Join us next Saturday at 1 p.m. and Sunday at 10:30 a.m. for another episode of the Cerebral Edge with Coach Chris on Power Talk 1040 KPPF.